So you mean you have some news to share? What happened with your court date?
So Tuesday morning, I got up and drove to Moncton in my friend's borrowed car. Yeah, I got to the courthouse for 9:30, and did the whole like check in, put all your stuff in the thing and they scan it. And then I waited for about an hour outside the courtroom. I gave the cop who was at the door of the courtroom my name, and he wrote it down because it wasn't on the list. And then by the time I finally got into court, I was in there for about 30 seconds, and they said that the ticket hadn't been laid, which I guess means it wasn't submitted, and I was free to go.
Wow.
So that's a little frustrating.
Did you have a minute of being pleased?
I felt pretty confident based on just all the conversations I'd had with people that the ticket was would get thrown out. But yeah, I guess the fact that they didn't even submit it is actually really frustrating to me because I don't know, I was really hoping to sort of have a record of how I felt about the whole incident. But now it's kind of like it doesn't even exist. And obviously the ticket wasn't given for any legitimate reason if it didn't even make it that far. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty frustrated right now with this whole situation. I was pretty frustrated with the fact that I had to, go to Moncton, a place where there's a spike in cases right now. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I, potentially just put myself in, our town in danger because of that, because I was in the courtroom hanging out with people who weren't really socially distancing very well, and all other people who possibly haven't been complying with safety measures. Do you know what I mean? It's a whole, it's just really frustrating to have to do all that for nothing. So
Yeah. And so you never heard after you were given that ticket, and actually I think at the time they the officers who gave you the ticket were going to return because they had at the same time they gave you a ticket, they had given you a compliance order. And so they were going to return. And did they ever return?
And I don't know that if they'll be back again now that we're back in orange. Who knows? But I mean, I have everything in order as stated. So,
Right. Yeah.
and I did before.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
And obviously you didn't get informed that the ticket wasn't going through.
Yeah. No, there was no mention of that. So yeah, it cost me money in gas, cost me money in parking, cost me money in time.
And stress, I guess.
Yeah, it's been really stressful. I had to I wasn't really sure what to do when I got to court, so I spent a lot of time. I just made a big list of all the reasons why I felt like the ticket was invalid. So yeah, it's just been a lot of my time and energy gone to waste for nothing, and extra money and time to get everything together for the compliance order that they've never checked up on. So.
And what do you think you'll do? Will you do any follow-up? Are you going to, write a letter to complain or just inform someone of what happened?
Yeah, well, Megan Mitten's office was really great in getting some information together for me on who I can complain to. So I don't know if there's a timeline I have for that, because it's been over a month now since they came. But yeah, I have, I'm probably just gonna start at the top of the list of numbers I have and work my way down, because I do want there to be a record of this, especially now, because clearly they gave me a ticket for a reason that has nothing to do with safety. And so I can think of a few reasons why. And I think that there just needs to be some accountability there.
You mean you felt at the time, I think it was a reaction to you expressed some discomfort with the police, like their presence being fully armed and uniformed.
I thought I expressed that I felt like it was a little too much that fully armed police officers are the ones out doing this kind of work. But then also, I can't not think about the fact that, a few days before this incident, the report came out saying that the RCMP harbors an environment of racism, homophobia, misogyny, and then for them to give me a ticket in a space that's like very, very boldly queer, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, statistically and historically, it's like queer people are over policed by the RCMP. So that doesn't sit very well with me either, even though it's a really hard thing to prove, but it's like definitely something that I feel in my gut. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't really separate like my queerness from any interaction that I have with anyone. Do you know what I mean? So it's like that is always something that's very present in the way that other people perceive me.
Right. This is one of the reasons why that kind of systemic racism or homophobia is like a problem, I guess. I mean, it's obviously a problem, but it does take a toll on people because it's a systemic problem. You see it come out in the stats, but you'd never know on a day-to-day basis, was this racist or was that racist? But it's there and it pervades. And so you always are thinking about it, I guess. And this is part of the big problem. It's a constant stress.
Yeah. Like, one thing I've been realizing the past few years of my own life and experience is that, like, how other people perceive me as being queer, like, influences how they interact with me no matter what. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like the underlying, like, the status quo of my life is just people who are not queer interacting with me differently than they would other people. And I'm sure that the same thing can be said. I'm sure other queer people have similar sentiments. So yeah, so it's just something, even if I put this complaint forward, like, the most that I can hope for is that, like, someone who reads this along the line will just, like, take a minute to, like, reflect on that and their own interactions with other people. I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you, you know, document it and tell people about it, then there's a chance that someone might learn from it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all I can really hope for at this point is that someone will read this along the way and it might cause them to reflect on their own interactions with other queer people or other demographics that they don't belong to. If some small change can happen within someone, then it'll be worth my time.
All right, Derek. Well, I mean, I'm sorry that your time was wasted, that you didn't quite get your day in court, so to speak.
Yeah, I was really hoping to get my Elwoods on.
Sorry, say that again.
Oh, my Elwood from Legally Blonde. That was the mood I was adopting for my court appearance.
I see. Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for keeping us up to date and sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And thank you so much for the time that you like put into this, because I feel like a lot of why the ticket didn't get posted, I'm sure, is because of the reaction and support I've had from the community, and the community would not have been informed about this had you not taken the time. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate all the support from the community, like, so much. So thanks to everyone.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Derek.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day.